Hello and welcome to the second in my series of short extra podcasts when I'm far too excited about something I've just discovered to wait until the next podcast. And this evening I'm all hot and bothered about lifelines. I'd heard about them before, I knew what they were, but I'd never used one, and now that I have today I can see so many times when using a lifeline would have really saved my bacon. I came across them today because I'm knitting a small piece of a very basic lace pattern. You may have seen I posted something earlier today on Instagram showing my piece of lace work partway through. Well, unfortunately, it all went seriously downhill from there. Talk about pride coming before a fall. It went so badly wrong and was so impossible to unpick neatly for me. That I just pulled the whole thing out, and as it was about the third time I'd tried and it was getting to the stage where I needed to start cooking food for people and it's my friend's birthday in 3 days' time, I just decided to throw in the towel and start a different piece, which is much simpler, but nonetheless there was still a point where you started your pattern and I really didn't want to have to go back before that. The thing that puts me off continually restarting these cloths is the 6 rows of seed stitch that you have to do. You know, and I mean, honestly, I think I'd rather tackle the nastiest lace than, you know, have to do 6 rows of mind-numbing seed stitch. So I did my seed stitch, I did 2 or 3 rows of stockingette, and then I put in a lifeline. And because I wasn't entirely sure what to do, I mean, I knew what I thought I should do, I went looking, and once again, Stacey Perry came to the rescue, and she was demonstrating in a video that I'll link to both proactive lifelines and I can't remember the exact term she needed, reactive lifelines, or what I would call, you know, an emergency rescue situation. When you're knitting and you know you've got to a point where you've either just finished a complicated bit that you don't want to have to do again for no reason, or you've done a simple bit and you're about to start a complicated bit and you want to know where you could rip back to in safety, as your stitches are all neatly lined up on the needle, as if you were about to start your next row, thread some fairly fine thread. I used some 4-ply mercerized cotton, mainly because it was a startling shade of orange in a real contrast to the blue and white yarn I was using, and you basically just take that thread on a tapestry needle through all the stitches that are on your knitting needle, and you leave quite a tail at each end, and when you then go to knit the next row you just ignore it, basically knit as if it's not there. Later on, when you've finished your piece and you don't need that anymore, you simply pull it straight out. And if you want to see a quick demonstration of that, I have put a short video on Instagram this evening so you can see how simple it is just literally to pull it out, and it leaves no mark behind it. The other is a reactive lifeline, so once you've knitted on and then you suddenly realise that you made a mistake several rows back, but you don't want to have to start again. So she showed on the video, which I'll link to, she shows you how to do, which is something I have tried to do before, but it's easy enough to pick up the right leg of every stitch when you have just got stocking stitch, but if you've got rib, that's always really put me off. And Stacey had a really nifty technique that somebody had alerted her to, which is basically on one side you go along picking up all the, you know, the right hand leg of all the knit stitches and completely ignoring the purl stitches, then you just flip your knitting over and with a different colour thread you go through all the knit stitches on that side, which of course are the ones that were the purl stitches on the other side. It's fantastically simple, and between those two, I feel, between the sort of nifty two-pronged method of saving your rib stitch and a proactive lifeline, I feel that almost that, you know, nothing's ever going to go too badly wrong again, because all I'll ever need to do is just rip back to my lifeline. I really could have used that when I was shaping for the armholes on the To the Sea sweater. I must admit that's the time that instantly springs to mind when that would have been great, but there'll be plenty of other times, and I can see myself now being somebody who routinely puts in lifelines. I'm one of those people who continually saves if I'm creating a Word document or something, and I can see that sticking in a quick lifeline, especially if you've only got 50 stitches on your needle, you know, if you're working on something where you've got, you know, 300 or 400 stitches, then you're only going to put lifelines in where you feel you really need them. But it's one of those situations where it really is a stitch in time, because a quick lifeline here and there will just save you potentially hours of rescue knitting. So that's lifelines. I'll talk in more detail about the lace knitting that I've been doing, but I just wanted to share that with you. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Bye.